UK announced yesterday it will become the first country in the world to approve that vaccine, meaning mass injections can begin next week in Britain. In defending the approach of America's regulator, which is more cautious, Dr. Anthony Fauci initially took a swipe at Britain, accusing its regulators of taking a shortcut in an interview on CBS News.
If we had jumped over the hurdle here quickly and inappropriately to gain an extra week or a week and a half, I think that the credibility of our regulatory process would have been damaged and we would have had more people. You know, I love the Brits. They're great. They're good scientists. But they just took the data from the Pfizer company and instead of scrutinizing it really, really carefully, they said, OK, let's approve it. That's it. And they went with it.
Well, after blistering criticism from across the Atlantic in the UK, Dr. Fauci told me earlier that he apologizes for those comments and he has the utmost respect for his UK scientific colleagues.
First of all, there really has been a misunderstanding. And for that, I'm sorry and I apologize for that. I do have great faith in both the scientific community and the regulatory community at the UK. And anyone who knows me and my relationship with that over literally decades know that's the case. The point that was really trying to make, and I did not make it appropriately well, and that's the reason why I welcome the opportunity to get on your show and say that I do have confidence. It came out wrong, and that was not the way I meant it to be. In the United States, there is such a considerable amount of tension of pushing back on the credibility of the safety and of the efficacy that if we in the United States had done it as quickly as the UK did, and that's no judgment on the way the UK did it. And even though my statements did come across looking that way, that if we had, for example, approved it yesterday or tomorrow, there likely would have been pushback on an already scrutinizing society that has really, I think, in some respects in the United States, too much skepticism about the process. So when we had conversations, and I had just had a recent conversation with a UK station, the first thing they said was, aha, we beat you to it. We won the race. And I wanted to get the point, this is not a race where there's one winner and one good one and one bad one. It's a bunch of companies and a bunch of countries trying as best as possible to get vaccine to their citizens as quickly and as they could possibly. We're trying to do that in the United States, but our process is one that takes more time than was taken with the UK. And that just is the reality. I did not mean to apply any sloppiness, even though it came out that way. So if it did, I just want to set the record straight. I have a great deal of confidence in what the UK does, both scientifically and from a regulatory standpoint. If I somehow came across differently, I apologize for that.